Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be interviewing former Emmy-winning Days of Our Lives star Leanne Hunley, who plays the lead of Addison in the new movie Blissful Lies. Along with Leanne is the writer and director of the movie, Jennifer Brown Thomas. Not only is Leanne known for her portrayal of Anna DeMiro on Days, she's also known worldwide for her portrayal of Dana Waring Carrington on Dynasty. She recently appeared on NCIS and Law & Order SVU. Jennifer is a recent graduate of Texas Christian University. She also became a first-time mother. Besides promoting the film, Jennifer is currently writing a book based on the movie and writing her second screenplay. So, hi, ladies. Hi, Leanne and Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
We also have a full house. We have Marianne, Nikki, and Anna.
Hello.
Oh,
hi.
Hey.
Hi.
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 My first. Oh, good. Good. Excited.
Are you on the East Coast, and so you're... It's night really late there, right?
it's 10 o'clock where I am. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for staying up. I would never answer the phone after 10 o'clock at night, so... It's a good thing I'm on the West Coast. Well, I liked in your introduction that you said that Jen was a recent graduate of Texas Christian University, because she's so it's so recent. It was, when was it? 2 days ago?
It was Saturday, yeah.
Yes, it was really, really recent.
It was very recent.
Sounds good, though, doesn't
congratulations.
It?
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, yeah.
Thank you, guys.
I remember on your Facebook page you said you were thinking about law school. Is that still on your agenda, Jennifer, or are you sticking with movies?
I probably will do it. I'm taking a year off to spend some time with Kinsley and, you know, work on this book, finish that, get it published and out for you guys, and working on a second script. So taking some time off to do that, and then possibly law school, you know, it's all part of my plan to rule the world, so
yes.
We'll see.
You're on a good start.
Yeah.
What everybody wants to know about you, Jennifer, is when do you sleep? Between a baby and a movie and a book and another screenplay and just graduating college, I mean, do you have a twin? Is there a clone of you? I mean, how do you do it all?
You get questions so often. It just, you know, I think I told you guys before, I get very little sleep. I'm, like, good to go in about 3 hours. You know? Mm-hmm. You have to do to get it done, so.
A whole lot.
But I think I sleep enough.
Is she kind of breaking up, or is that?
Yeah, I can't hear her.
She is.
Yeah. You want to try another one?
Are you on speaker, Jen? Because I think it's hard for, it's not necessarily coming through clear.
Awesome.
That's
can
better.
You me? There you are.
That's better.
There you go.
That's better.
Yay.
There we go. Otherwise, it sounded like you were in a yellow submarine.
Because that's what I was going for.
And ask a question.
Well,
Leanne,
I can attest to the fact that Jennifer doesn't seem to get a lot of sleep because she was always me up early or dropping me off late. So and get through it all. I attribute it a lot of it to the fact that she's pretty young, but also her mother is pretty much the same kind has the same kind of stamina.
Wow.
Definitely. Yeah. 3 hours. That's what I need.
Wow.
Oh.
Could go on 3 hours.
That's what I need.
7 hours.
Eight
hours.
I was
nine.
I could get off. I could get along okay on about four or so. But I wasn't like I was going to school, but I wasn't raising a child. You know, writing screenplays, opening a new movie. Like, you know, pretty incredible.
Some days are hard, but, you know, you do what you have to do.
That's right. Hmm. Well, so, when is the premiere? What's the date of the premiere?
We were actually looking at the end of May, but it's been pushed back probably 2 weeks to the middle of June.
Oh, okay.
Cool. That's where we are right now.
Coming up.
So. It looks awesome. I think you guys are going to love it. I'm so excited. I see the final cut at the end of the week, so I'm pretty stoked about it.
Well, I know the trailer really drew me in. When you first put that up, I was like, because I was already interested in it just because of you guys, but, you know, but it was like, wow, I really want to know about these characters. I really want to know this about the story, you know. So it was very well done. And,
thank you.
Definitely piqued my curiosity, so we're excited.
Yeah, you did a really good job on the trailer there. Yeah, I'd like to see. I haven't even seen the finished product yet, so I may.
I know, it's been under lock and key. You know, we've been working on it so much, trying to get it finished, so it's kind of been one of those, you know, going processes, and it's just not been at a place where I could give any out, but it looks great. I'm so excited about it, and I think you guys are going to love it.
Well, you know, one of the things that I tried to, you know, share with Jen was that, you know, when you see movie posters that say 10 years in the making, years in the making, but, you know, that's not all hype. Usually that's kind of true, you know. It
mm-hmm.
takes sometimes 10 years. The fact that she managed to get this written and produced and directed and edited in a year is quite an astonishing feat. So
amazing.
And have a baby and graduate from college. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
I'm still blown away by that. Oh, wow. Well, I don't know. Does somebody want to go? Somebody have a question? Cause
I have a question about the premiere. I was just wondering if you could tell us, like, what does it all entail to get a premiere up and running, and what would people expect to see at a premiere? Like, could you give us some insight into that?
I would say that, you know, what your typical Hollywood red carpet premiere is going to be different, obviously, than a low-budget independent film premiere. But for us, we've done you know, getting in touch with a PR representative, a marketing representative, who would, you know, be best suited to devote the time and the energy to promoting an event like this.
Right.
So, you know, it just depends on really MC where we will do a premiere. It just depends on who picks up the film. Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nikki, do you have a question, huh?
Yeah. Well, Leanne, I have to tell you, after seeing the trailer and the pictures from the movie, I think you look absolutely gorgeous.
Oh,
and,
bless your heart.
And, you know, I'm kind of a fashionista, and I thought the wardrobe was amazing. Did you wear any of your own clothing in the movie, or did the wardrobe department handle all of that?
Well, you know, I wasn't sure what was going to, you know, because I knew it was an independent film. I knew that we had a pretty modest budget, and so I kind of took a lot of clothes with me. I had gone out my new favorite store, White House Black Market, or Black and White, like I like to call it. and I found quite a few pieces there, and so I found quite a bit of stuff that I took with me, and we all agreed on everything, Jen and myself and Vanessa, and thank you. I'm glad that it looks good. I'm pleased to hear that. So I have a second career. I guess I could go into styling if I
love it. Yeah. Shoes are fabulous as well.
Yeah, we love the shoes.
We're not superficial or anything.
Well, and the thing is, and Jen will attest to this, you know, I could only stand as long as a take was. That was about how long I could stand in those shoes most of the time. Either, you know, I think it's a combination of things. There's the age thing, that it's just, you know, not as easy to stand around in high heels as long, like I used to. And I don't know that they make the shoes the same way, or they look cute. And of course, I will do anything for cute. Okay, it's worth it to be cute. But I just have a lot of trouble standing in high heels, of, you know, those 4-inch heels, 5-inch heels with platforms even.
Oh, God.
For me, it's just not my favorite thing to do anymore.
I'm only 22. I can't stand in high heels for very long.
Well, you know, I used to do it for hours on end. We would be on the set, you know.
Yeah.
And those floors are cement floors on the at the studio on the lot, and they would throw carpet down over it for each different set that you would go into, but there was no padding or anything, so you were just walking around for 8 hours.
Wow.
And I do remember, this is years ago, when Sybil Shepherd was doing a show called Moonlighting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Show up at all the premieres in her tennis shoes with her evening gown. And I was just somewhat appalled because I just thought, what is she doing? Well, now I get it. Get me to a chair or one of those leaning stands as fast as possible. It's all the illusion of the movie.
Right. Well, back with Days, back in the day, it was like it was all glamour and everything. So everybody was in their 5-inch heels. And
Anna was always dressed up.
I look at all the girls now, and they all seem to be wearing them. So I realize I did that. So, I mean, it's just you pay the price a little bit later in life.
Yes.
And it's just not as easy, or they're making the shoes to hurt. I mean, I just... I was in Las Vegas for the Emmys, and... I went out to wait for my taxi, and there was a line of about, I don't know, 50 people waiting for taxis. And I looked down the line, and all of the girls that had been in the casino, not necessarily at the Emmys, but they were in the casino in their little nightclub dresses, were all holding their shoes in their hands and wearing flip-flops, waiting in line at the taxi.
Oh.
So I thought, see, I'm not alone. It is. It's like I said, I'll sacrifice a lot for my art, but I get to the point where I start screaming. I went down to Wilmington, North Carolina, a few weeks ago to do the Azalea Festival, and I had to go to 8 events in 4 days and change clothes for every one of those events. And it got to the point when people would ask me, "How are you doing?" I'd say, "My feet hurt." I mean, I was just plain honest because I couldn't get past it. But that was a beautiful event.
Yeah. I have a question for Jen. Are you there?
I am.
Hey, girl. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. It's great to talk to you again.
You too.
Well, I know you are in the process of writing the Blissfulized novel, and you know that I'm a writer myself. So I was wondering how the book differs from the screenplay. Like, is the format really different, or does the story change a lot?
You know, you always hear that the book is better than the movie, and having shot the film and having been through that process, I can see why it's so much easier to make it come alive on paper as opposed to having to figure out the shots and the quickest, most efficient way to, you know, depict something from your imagination. So I would say it definitely differs from the film in a variance of ways. The storyline is exactly the same, of course, but, you know, some things do differ, and, you know, I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be great. We got a publisher that's interested in it, and so, you know, hopefully by, I don't know, end of summer we'll have a deal done with that, and we'll be able to get started on getting it published.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to buy it. I told you that already. You have to autograph it for me.
I will do
sale.
It. I will do it.
So where are you fitting that particular thing into your schedule? Like, what is your technique for doing that? My friend who's 5 kids is a writer, and she writes in what she calls sneaky snippets whenever she can, basically.
Definitely.
But is that basically what you're doing? Are you using certain tools
I really set, you know, the time aside for working on the book I do after Kinsley's gone to bed. I find that's the easiest time for me to really concentrate and crank out, you know, as much as I need to for that night. And like I said, I don't really sleep, so, you know, I work on that after she goes to sleep, and it's the easiest for me at that time.
That's great.
And kudos to her for having 5 kids. I cannot even imagine. That's something I'm not sure I could do.
Well, it's, you know, all of it's a challenge, I'm sure. But just really cool. So you might have said I might have missed it, but when do you think the novel will be out?
I really can't say because it's such a very in-depth process. With the back and forth, the editing, and the, you know, trying to get the cover and get it all. But we do have a publisher interested in it, which is was a big hurdle for us to get going. And so I'm pretty excited about that. I don't know how long the whole process will take. I'd be lying if I said a number.
Right. Yeah, I guess I should have done that, of course. Everything takes longer than you think it's going to take, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Years in the making.
Yeah, especially, you know, if you've never done it before, you just have to go on what people tell you, and that's really, you know, hard to do if you don't already know. So
yeah,
I'm not really sure, but I'm working on it, so hopefully not too long.
Well,
it's
I
novel
think it's
taking
really smart
off
not
from
to
the...
give an actual date because, you know, you box yourself into a corner.
Sure.
And it's
sure.
Trying to meet a deadline of something that is you know, you hear about writers that write novels for 5 years or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. And the business side of it, from seeing my friend do that, I mean, the business side is just as important as the creative side, which is probably why a lot of artists don't get their work out there, because it does require such a business effort, if you will,
sure.
as the creative part, I think. So.
Well, it's not good to really give it, you know, an exact date
sure.
either when so much depends on other people. You know, you can't
right. oh, sure.
the way that other people work. I know how quickly I work, but very few people in the world need sleep. So,
right.
you know, it's dependent on other people's schedules, and you can't really give it an exact
right.
estimate without knowing how they're going to contribute.
Well, is the novel more in-depth from the movie, or is it after, does it take place after the movie ends, or like what's the, is it like a sequel to it? I'm just trying to get an idea of like what.
It's not, it's basically the storyline of the film. It's just very much so, it's more in depth, very much more in depth. It's, you know, you get a chance to explain a lot of things in more detail and be, you know, more thorough and get, you know, take your time getting to it as opposed to in film when you have to move at such a quick pace and make sure it's, you know, completed and ready to go. So, yeah, it's basically the same storyline as the film. It's just it varies from action to action. You know, certain things are different, and it's much more in-depth.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you.
Sure.
And Jennifer, for those who missed the our first interview with you, could you give them – a brief synopsis of what the movie's about?
Sure, absolutely. It's basically about a group of college students that grow up together, share a very close, impermeable bond that, you know, that is headed by this character, Addison. She is kind of the center of all of them. That's where they meet at her house. That's where they, you know, have for their entire lives. And it's basically about, you know, them growing up and to the point where they're in college, they've, you know, had all these experiences with one another, and then towards the end of the film find out things that they didn't know happened or didn't know were in existence, and so it's kind of a major drama towards the end and just, you know, keeps you all guessing.
Ooh. Very character-based. I like that. Yeah, I could tell from the trailer that it was just, you know, you really develop the characters, and you want to know what's behind all of that. You want to know what their story is and how they interact and interrelate with each other and everything. So,
definitely, it's very character based, and like I said, it's centered around Leanne's character. She's the highlight of the film, so I know you girls will love it.
Oh yeah.
So
I'm the soccer mom.
She's a soccer mom that drives the
strange
stadium.
Turn.
Soccer or stalker?
Soccer. I was the soccer mom until I went back to work and went on with business and that sort of thing. But
what
yeah,
kind
like
of business
said,
would
my
that be?
Provides a safe haven for all the kids to get together and was kind of a drop-off place for everybody to hang out. Would always mm-hmm. know that everything was safe. The kids were all safe, and because they were at my place. Little did they know.
Not all of them were safe.
You say your character is a hootie? No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe.
I think so.
In the best sense of the word.
In the best sense. Speaking of hoochies, I just had, we went to a movie on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And, you know, I agreed to go see this movie because it was the only one he would see.
Oh.
Talking about
oh. Doesn't he go see the movies you like?
Huh?
Doesn't he go see the movies you like?
Well, this time there wasn't much really, there's not really a lot out there. And
okay.
He wouldn't go see the romantic one, so I agreed to go see Fast Five.
Oh, no.
I was a little bit astonished. And I'm just a little bit speechless by the time. And Teo and I talked through the whole movie. I've never disrespected an actor on screen like that in my life. I've never talked through a movie. This one was, everybody was talking to the screen and laughing at the screen. It was just really something else.
I've heard of it, but I don't know anything about it. So.
Well, I'm sure
I don't either.
It's very fast and furious, and it's their fifth installment, and it's had The Rock and Vin Diesel and Paul Walker. And it was, you know, there was a lot of bullets flying and a lot of car chases.
And he wanted to see that?
A lot of people dying without.
And he wanted to see that?
Yeah.
A little bit off character for
that. A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
A little
bit. He never
seems
surprised, doesn't he?
Oh, Mr. Mystery,
yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Always.
Mm-hmm. So, the last time he gets to pick the movie, that's what I have to say.
Why do you always pick
Wait,
the good news?
I have a feeling he'll pick Blissful Lies.
He'll have no choice.
To say, Leanne, I am shocked you went to see that.
I am too.
I'm blown away.
I know. I didn't want to, but I was kind of, you know, I'll go, yeah, da da da. And then I had spoken with my sister, and she said, I thought it was pretty good. And I thought, of all people, that she liked it, then it must be pretty good because she doesn't see very much, and that's not really her type of movie, I wouldn't think. I haven't even talked to her. I got to call her and ask her, what the heck was up with that? I mean, and I think the thing I was the most concerned about was that it was Mother's Day, and there were two mothers in the audience with, like, four children, about 8 to 10 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
In front of us. And I was so concerned that they had their children watching this movie.
Right.
It was so violent.
That's scary.
And it starts off with them breaking a criminal out of a police bus. And he's the hero. So you spend the whole movie hoping this criminal gets away with it.
Oh, my gosh.
And then bullets are flying and there's no blood. Nobody's, you know, people go down, but there's no blood. That's a reality check. And then you do these car chases, and it doesn't matter how many innocent civilians you take out on the way, as long as that criminal hero gets through. I just was just...
Wow.
I was a little bit, like
the
I said, I talked all the way through it.
Wow.
I just couldn't believe it. And I really was a little bit surprised that somebody would take their children to it. And they, of course, loved it, you know.
Well, of course.
Yeah, they've probably seen all the first four of those movies, I'm sure.
Explains a lot about our society today, would you not say?
Well, yes. I think it says a lot about the fact that it's all about me, you know.
Oh, scary.
It's all about me. It's, you know, it's like it, you know, it's if I want this, then that's what I should be able to have, you know. I mean, I just thought it was socially inappropriate.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
That's my review.
Great.
Review.
Great insight there.
Let's take some callers. People have been waiting for a while.
Mm.
Or go to Bia.
Bia.
Oh,
my
goodness. Hi, girl.
There she is.
Hi,
Bia.
Hi,
Bia.
Hi,
Lynn.
Hi.
Before you can ask, it is 4:30 a.m., and you can try telling me I should go to bed, but I won't do it anyway. And right now I'm having just too much fun being up.
Oh, my goodness. You're a dedicated girl, honey.
Oh, yeah, that I am.
4:30 a.m.
Here's my question for you. We know you've attended the Azalea Festival. Is that how you pronounce it? I never get it right. Azalea?
Azalea?
Azalea, that's right. Last month. And it must have been quite different from the usual charity golf tournaments. So how did you like it? And I'd like to know if you take photos yourself at events like that or at charity golf tournaments, or if you go online and check out official photos.
You know, I don't take my own camera. I actually took my camera with me. I didn't take it out of its case. I had actually my niece came with me on the trip, and she brought a camera, and we ran out of film. We were trying to delete photos so we could take another one, because it had fun things like the Darius Rucker concert and what's the name of the other band? It was a really hot band that everybody's all excited about. The Avett Brothers? Anybody heard of them? They were really cool,
mm-hmm.
too. I think it's Avett. Anyway, so I have a few personal photos that we managed to capture, but I don't bring out my own camera. Most of the time, I mean, I did parades, and I did, you know, we went to the North Carolina battleship there, and we went to a school and a hospital.
Oh.
Concerts. They had a garden party. It was really lovely, where we all had to wear big hats and garden dresses. Men had to have a tie on and a jacket.
Oh.
And, no pants were allowed for the ladies. It was a lovely old-time Southern event. It was really quite something. And I do have a funny story, because I had taken some hats with me because I knew I had to go to this garden party. And I got there, and I had gone to one party the day before the garden party. And this lovely lady was sitting there, and she had on this beautiful white hat with this gold netting on it. And I asked her, I said, are you wearing that hat tomorrow? And she said, no, I've got another one for tomorrow. And I said, oh, well, if you want to bring that along and leave it in your car, it's going to go beautifully with my suit I'm going to wear tomorrow. I'd love to borrow it. She took it off her head, and she gave it to me. And I said, you don't have to give it to her. She said, no, I want you to remember Wilmington. And she gave me this beautiful hat, so I wore it all day the next day. And it was bigger, wider than my shoulders. They're trying to get it home on the plane. That was fun. It was my memory, and she was just the loveliest lady that took the hat off her head to give it to me.
Aww.
I then turned around and said, I'm going to start telling people how much I like their diamond necklaces.
There you go.
Things, and see if they take those off and give them to me. But I had a lovely time, except my feet hurt most of the time. But I was very well fetted and well fatted, as I like to say. It was a very fun trip and wonderful people. And
did you see the Gallisons this time?
I did. We got to go out to dinner and got a chance to spend some time with them, and it was really good. Joe's doing great and doing plays left, right, and center. And Oh, I'm the theater down there, and Melissa is running the country, I think, and she's head of the whole her real estate. She doesn't even sell houses anymore. She's in charge of everybody selling houses.
Oh, wow.
So doing really well for herself and for Joe, and and they seem terribly happy, and I'm really happy for them.
Oh, good.
Oh, what a nice story. Thank
I
you.
I love it. The visuals
are great. Thank you for staying up so long.
And I have a quick question for Jennifer. I wanted to know how the promo photo shoot was and if you have any funny stories to tell about it.
The photo shoot?
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. We had a really great photographer. We had some awesome shots, and I actually just got them yesterday or the day before. They look incredible. I can't wait to see you guys see them. But it was great. It was rushed like everything is with this film. But it was really good.
Great. Well,
found a beautiful venue for it. It was a really lovely house. It was like being at Terra, if you understand
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's
very
incredible.
That kind of feeling. So it was really lovely.
Definitely. And it was a nice day. We had a good, turnout for the weather. It was very good.
Except for that windstorm on the backside.
It was a little bit windy in the tunnel behind the house.
Yeah, there was that one side out on the veranda, and we girls were all trying to stand a certain way, and the photographer wanted us to look at her, but that our hair was completely over our face at that point. But it was the best wind machine I've ever been in. It's like a natural facelift. It just pulls everything back.
Well, you guys are troopers. I have to do a quick shout-out to my buddy Lee, who has her last final right now. So,
oh,
I like to her.
Oh.
And, that was it. That was me. Always a pleasure to be part of the show, and have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Lee.
Bye.
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 And let me get him on. Okay, we have Justin, 404.
Justin.
Hi, Anna and Jennifer.
Hi.
It's good to talk to you guys. I've been watching Days of Our Lives my entire life, 35 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
that's
really
even
good to talk
longer
to
than I've been on, so I feel a little bit good about this.
I wanted to ask you
when I was on.
Yes, I remember. I remember you and Tony.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, fun.
So,
the good old days. Did you hear the part about how he made me go see Fast Five?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I was just telling the girls how Teo made me go see Fast Five this weekend, and it was just, I kind of had an ass moment.
Made you.
The true story.
Yeah, I follow him on Twitter. He has some really deep insightful tweet sometimes.
Oh, gosh, Tam on Twitter.
I know. Yeah. He loves doing it.
Fun.
He loves stirring up trouble.
Always.
Yeah, I called him because I wanted to ask you, what was your favorite storyline you did on Days? And was there any storyline you had to do that you didn't like?
Mm-hmm. You know how you go through life and you don't, there are certain stages and then you look back and go, I forgot I even did that, And if it wasn't for all of you wonderful fans out there who have kept some of these videos, I wouldn't remember a lot of these stories that I had. I mean, I've been found things going, oh my gosh, I forgot we did that. I mean, just because I've played a lot of different parts and I forgot everything we did and how much fun we had. So I'm trying to think of what I liked the whole, when Tony and Anna were always getting into hijinks, like the burglary, the cat burglary stuff. And those things were really fun to play. And,
right.
And they were writing it for us. And so those things were really, really fun to get into and get in trouble and get found out and how to get out of trouble. And so during that time frame, that was really probably my favorite time.
I remember Anna and Tony getting into a lot of trouble. That was fun.
Yes, we did. But we always got out of it.
Yes.
And then got married again or something. I mean, I've been married like 8 times.
A couple times.
Oh.
I think 6 times the first time I was on, and then a couple times this last, no, just once this last time.
Well, it was good talking to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for hanging in there and calling in.
Okay, thanks.
Bye, Justin.
Thanks.
Bye.
Hi, Justin.
Thanks for watching.
Leanne, I have to say something. This is Anna. The other Anna in Tony's life, I must say.
Yes.
But, anyway, yeah, I can't say it enough. It just sounds good. But, at least to me. But someone who shall remain nameless bought, I think it was a 1984 Soap Opera Digest recently with you guys on the cover. And I was like, it popped into my head immediately, and I was like, I had that. I was like, you know, watched during the original viewing, you know. It's so neat to hear these young, you know, the younger generation discovering Tony and Anna. And just,
yeah,
it's just so, right. It just tickles me. And I mean, I wasn't any part of it. I was just a viewer. But it brings back so many wonderful memories for me. And it just cracked me up that I was like, oh my gosh, I know exactly which cover you're talking about. I actually saved that for 25 years. You know?
Oh, back when
anyway,
wonderful cover. Yeah.
So just had to throw that out.
Well, thank you. The thing is, I'm grateful for the new group of people that have discovered our characters again. And, you know, as an actress, I'm doing it for people to watch it. You know, that's kind of what acting is about. So I am grateful. I really am truly grateful that people do want to tune in and watch and see what escapades people like Tony and Anna could get into. And then it was actually kind of fun. It was not kind of, it was a lot of fun to go back and revisit 20 years later and see those characters find each other again, love each other again. And that was really nice. However, right now I don't know where I am. I'm lost in South America somewhere.
Yeah, we keep hoping.
Yeah, you're out there somewhere.
Yeah. At some
Those
point,
Tony.
They're going to have to go find you. Or Tony,
somebody
Tony
has to
find
you.
Yeah, Tony will find you and bring you back to
Tony
death.
Will find
you can slap Stefano again.
That's our goal.
Right. We're
well,
determined.
Thank you. I appreciate your goal.
Yeah.
You know, I think that because I felt like we didn't have a real closure, that's the only thing missing, was that we didn't have closure.
Aww.
We didn't go off into the sunset together.
I know.
That's probably what it should have been, yeah.
But it needs to happen.
Too, it's also about making
it had
drama.
To be a yeah.
And you want to be surprised as an audience. So
yeah.
I think, I think that I always believe that, you know, they probably know better than I what should happen. Mm-hmm. So I trust my producers.
Well, we're hoping. We are hoping. And it was wonderful just to see how, you know, 21 years, at least off screen, was recaptured and brought back just as if it
had
it evolved. It's not that it hadn't evolved, but just that it was just there. You know, it was there back then and it's there now, you know. And so that was just, you know, wonderful. But anyway. I just have to gush. It's just one of
those. Yeah.
That's okay. I like gushing.
They had it and they still have it.
They have it. They did then.
They had it and they still have it. Yeah.
Okay. Let me get Jessica on the line, 251.
Yes, it's you.
Oh, my God.
Hello? Is it Jessica?
Okay.
Jessica.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Hey,
yes,
yes,
I can hear you, Bill.
Yes.
Jessica.
Oh, my God. Okay,
hi.
I'm going to take a chill pill. Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Pretty good. Where are you?
I am from, I don't know if you remember this place or not, Leanne. Does Mobile, Alabama ring a bell?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, Point Clear.
Oh, score!
Loved Mobile, Alabama. How is it down there? Have you guys been hit with more storms and flooding or something? What was that?
Not necessarily us, but Tuscaloosa, though, which is about
I saw something on the news. It was pretty close, and I think they mentioned Mobile, so I was thinking it was in the neighborhood or something.
It's about a 3 or 4 hour drive north of here.
Then you're safe and you're dry. Good.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting hot flashes.
I'm Jessica.
I'm okay. I promise. Okay.
Deep breath.
No, we're okay down here, but everybody coming north of us didn't. You know, they didn't fare so well with the tornadoes and everything that happened, and it was just a big mess up there, and it still is.
Well, I'm very sorry for everybody up there. I mean, it made its way through. It was a wide swath of destruction, it seemed like, but I'm glad you're okay and safe in Mobile.
Oh,
I love Mobile.
You.
That was my first real experience. That was my very first golf tournament I ever went to play, the Kenny Stabler golf tournament there. And my team won. And when I first got there, nobody knew who I was because I was just a girl and an actress, and they had all these sports guys and football players. And then my team won, and when I got on the, I remember getting on the plane to go home, everybody was, Leanne, how you doing, Leanne? And suddenly I was the girl, and I decided then and there, I like golf. I like the glory of the win. So I love Mobile. And I went down there for many, many, many years.
Well, my question for you, Leanne, which kind of has to do with that, and it's kind of a funny story. First off, there was one time when I was going to get my nails done, and you know how that kind of thing goes when you're in the beauty shop and you're getting all glammed up and it's girl talk. Well, I was telling my nail lady about Days of Our Lives and how, of course, my favorite couple were you and Teo. One thing led to another, and she asked me, she's like, you know, who's the actress that played Anna DeMere? And I said, well, her name's Leanne Homely, and I just kind of rambled off saying, you know, you played on Dynasty, Dawson's Creek, so on and so on. And out of nowhere, she started telling me this story about seeing you in this place called Judge Roy Beans. And I didn't know if that was true or not, and I was wondering if maybe you could confirm if that was fact or fiction.
I think it probably was. In the early days, I went to all the parties. Was that like a restaurant bar kind of a place?
Yes.
They don't have an old goat in the backyard or anything.
I actually don't know, but...
I don't know what town that was, but I know there was some bar I went to and they had a goat tied up in the backyard.
It was a very popular kind of local bar dive or whatnot for many years, but
probably went there, but you know, I went so many times down there, and most of the time we were at the hotel where we played golf, but back in those days, I was married, and my husband and I, we'd go off, we'd meet, you know, friends and whatever, and we'd go off into town and try to find some action and see what was going on and that sort of thing. So it's very possible. I don't remember it unless there was an old goat in the backyard tied to a stake. What bar was
that? She said she saw you playing pool, and...
Could have happened.
Well,
I am a shark.
Like I said, I didn't know if maybe, you know, it was true or not, or
very,
what.
Very
but
possible. I would have to think back a ways. I haven't, you know, that was probably like 19, that was probably like 1986. Seven, somewhere in there. 88, maybe somewhere in there. So it's been a while. I just haven't, and it's like I said. And I went down there so many years, and we did make some friends and that lived there, and we would go to dinner at their house when we weren't expected to be at the golf tournament stuff. So I would say probably it's probably a 90% chance that I was there.
Wow.
Okay.
Very possible.
Very,
but I loved it down there.
Cool.
It was the first place I would go walking down from the hotel there at Point Clear, and it was the first place I actually saw Spanish moss hanging from the trees and southern plantation-style homes, and they were right there on the gulf there, or on that waterfront with docks out in front of them. It was just like something out of a picture for me because I'm from Washington State. It's not that pretty up there. I mean, the foliage and all the land is pretty, but we don't have, I don't know, it was just something that I'd always read about, seen in pictures, and was dying to see, and it lived up to my expectations. It was really lovely. And I've always thought fondly of that waterfront walk that I would take when I stayed at that hotel.
Oh.
It was lovely. So give a shout out to Mobile for me.
I will. And I just want to say, this is my first time calling into the Diva Show. So hi, Divas. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
And,
hi.
Congratulations on losing your Diva chat virginity.
Yes, you're an older woman now.
I just wanted to say that I was very excited to get to talk to you tonight because I have to gush for a second. You and Teo are my absolute two most favorite people on Days. And I remember when I kind of got introduced to the whole Tony and Anna storyline because my mom had told me about it, and I got curious because it was when y'all first came back in 2007.
Uh-huh.
And I had always had a crush on Teo because, who can't blame me? I mean, the man is gorgeous. Hello.
Hot, yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Since I was 12 when he was on General Hospital. Hello.
I had never been introduced to your character because it was kind of on, before I started watching Days.
Right.
And when my mom had told me, you got to watch Tony and Anna, I started looking it up on YouTube, and the more I watched it, I just fell in love with you guys because I'm a big movie fan, especially old movies, and the two of y'all just had this spark that was very reminiscent to the movies that I watched, like the old movies and the black and white era kind of thing with, like, The Thin Man, for instance, with William Powell and Myrna Loy, just very glamorous and sophisticated and that kind of thing. And I've always enjoyed the two of y'all.
Well, thank you so much. I have to say that, we were kind of going for that unintentionally. I think we liked playing sophisticated comedy. We liked sparring matches and quick dialogue. So we were trying for that. So I'm glad that it was well received and that you could see that it was there. And thank you for, thank you to your mom. Tell your mom hi. Tell your mom, hey.
I will.
Thank you very much. I'm grateful that, like I said, that you like to watch it and like to watch us, and we had a great time doing it. And, we're not dead yet, so who knows what will happen in the future. But, like I said, we had a great time doing it. It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, it was very much.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jessica. Yeah,
okay.
I want to cut you off.
I'm sorry. Is she still there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Uh-huh.
I do have one more quick little story, and I don't know if I've told this before, but this is when I was down in Mobile, and I was staying there at the hotel, and one morning I went to get my newspaper on my doorstep, and I opened the door, and I looked down at my feet, and the headline, huge letters on the newspaper on the doormat, was, "Will Hunley stay in Charleston or come back to Mobile?" And I looked at that, and I'm looking down the hall trying to figure out, is this a joke? Am I being punked? Was this war punk? I picked it up, and it was because they had found the Hunley submarine that had been sunk off the coast of Charleston, South Carolina, but
mm-hmm.
it had been created and built in Mobile, Alabama. And so they had just discovered it and brought it up from the depths of the ocean, and they were going to bring it back. It was the very first submarine ever built, but it happens to be named the Hunley. And like I said, it was quite a shock on my doorstep in the morning. That's my other Mobile story. So there.
Well, one last coincidence. One of the doctors that my mother works for, he is actually a member of the preservation team that helped. I don't know what you call it. I guess like helped preserve it or bring it back or whatnot.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She took my sister and I on a trip to Charleston about 5 or 6 years ago, and he had already been there a couple months before for some sort of special ceremony, and when we went, they had it set up in this really itty-bitty tank, and I kind of have a fear of closed spaces anyway, but when we saw it, to me, that ship was so tiny. And
oh, really?
That kind of thing just makes me nervous, and it said...
mm-hmm. Then it fit like 6 or 8 men in there. I'm impressed that you've already seen it. I'm dying to see it.
Yeah, a couple of the men that were on board were at least 6 foot, maybe taller, and I just can't see being, crouched over and, steering
mm-hmm.
the submarine or whatever, but it was really neat to see.
Well, maybe I get to go down there sometime. I'm going to take a look. I'm anxious to see it. Mostly from a historical perspective, I think it's quite fascinating. And the other thing is,
mm-hmm.
it's my name. So, but thank you again, Jessica. I appreciate you calling in.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, Leanne, and I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Bye,
thanks,
Jessica.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jess.
Okay, and we have 914, Blaze.
Hi there.
There she is.
Hello.
Hi, Blaze from New Jersey.
Hi, it's Blaze.
You got all these sweet Southern accents and German accents, and now
mm-hmm.
you got a Jersey accent.
Right. My favorite show, Those Housewives of New Jersey, and my new favorite, Mob Wives, I'm telling you.
Oh.
I'm going to work on that accent.
Okay, then I won't apologize for the accent.
Please don't. Oh, my God, I'm just fascinated.
Well, hello, Divas, and hi, Leanne, and hi, Jen. And Leanne,
hi.
I have been a fan of Days of Our Lives since, my mother says since I've been in the womb. But officially since 1982, when I was about 10. And I look back now and wonder, what were my parents thinking letting me watch this stuff when I was 10? But I have followed you, and I have watched you and all of your other appearances on various shows over the years, and I was so glad to see you back on Days in 2007. I was sorry to see you leave.
Thank you very much. It's awful nice of you to be tracking me.
Yes, tracking you, in a nice way, not in a stalkerish way.
No. I didn't think that.
My question for you was, who were your actress inspirations?
I loved Eve Arden.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Vivian Lee. I loved Lucille Ball and Doris Day. I was watching, I had Pillow Talk on this morning. I was like, oh, she gets every moment.
Oh, I caught that over the weekend.
It was on again here. She gets every moment. She gets every moment. She's just, she was just brilliant, brilliant. And, of course, currently, you know, I appreciate very much Susan Sarandon's work and Meryl Streep's work and Sandy Bullock's work. I think her work is really strong, and she's fun to watch, and I really like her.
And I have one other quick question. When you came back to Days after, you know, 20, 21, 22 years, was it like just putting on, you know, an old comfortable pair of shoes?
It was, you know, that's a very good way to describe it. It was, you know, partly because a lot of the same crew is still there.
Right.
And also working with Teo, it was just like picking up right where we left off. And then
that's
Arlene
amazing.
Came back to play Calliope, and that we picked up right where we left off. It was very comfortable. It was just kind of satisfying and delicious at the same time.
Oh, I bet. And I think that's the way most of us felt. I only watch it when special people come back, so of course I had to watch it when you came back, and it was just like you had never left.
Well,
and then it made me realize how old I was.
I mean, I wasn't gone very far.
You know, it made me realize, my gosh, so many years had gone by, but it just seemed like you had never left. I bet they're just for YouTube, you know?
Maybe.
Watching all those great old scenes with you and, you know, with Anna and Tony. It's nice to relive that and remember what a big part of so many lives you guys were. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Like I said to somebody earlier, I, you know, I forgot some of the things we did. Teo and I talk about this. We forgot how young and cute we were and how fun we were and how naughty we were.
Truly, you remember Chicago.
We remind you all the time.
Oh, I remember Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Oh, yeah.
Don't you think people got away with
we
that?
We all wanted to be in Chicago.
Yeah. Don't you think you guys got away? I'm not just you two, but like soaps got away with more back then than they do now. I don't know.
They sure did.
Like they do.
Oh,
I mean, I wasn't.
Those were
awesome. I'm like, man.
Some of these things that they're doing.
That's sure.
I'm like, man, no wonder I'm so naughty. I grew up on these guys. No, I'm just kidding.
I think at the time they thought we were a little racy, but compared to what they do now, we were so tame.
Really?
I don't know. I think they showed up in
the shower scene, but
the shower scene.
Don't tell my mother; she still doesn't know. I don't think I told her I was working. I don't think I told her to watch that day.
And that zipper goes the whole way down.
Yeah, she didn't. I'm pretty sure she didn't see that.
You're like, oh, darn, the VCR didn't work today.
Well, thank you
very
much. I'm grateful that you enjoyed it, and I'm thank you for your sweet comments.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to the movie, and it was
thank
a pleasure
you.
Talking to you. Thanks for taking my call, Diva.
Sure. Thanks, Blaise.
Oh,
all right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we have two more. I'm going to try and get them in as fast as I can. Okay, we have 425.
Hello, everybody. It's Dama. Hi, Leanne.
Hey, Dama.
Hi,
Dama.
Hi, Carrie.
You're a
nice
one.
Mom has a baby.
Yeah.
Yes,
has a baby.
She's asleep right now, right on my chest here. So she'll be 6 weeks old tomorrow. So.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great that you're back on the show again, and I'm glad I got a chance to call in, and that's great to hear your voice, and of course, hear all the stories, and as people are talking, you're reliving the memories of all the wonderful times with Tony and Anna.
Yeah.
And Yeah, and it's just, it's just like, you know, you guys were gone for so long, but it was like when you came back, it was like you'd never left and picked right back up where you left off. And I just hope that maybe they will give you guys a chance again to come back. I mean, because we never did get closure exactly. And I don't know, you know, we can't really, it's up to them, but hopefully they will do that because, you know, we
should. Well, you know, I really, really don't have any inside information. I have no idea what's going on over there, except that, you know, they're at least picked up for the next few years. And as some of these other shows are going to be, I think all these other actors are going to be flooding the market pretty soon.
Yeah.
Those shows that will be out there. And, you know, the thing is about Days is that they're very good at picking up people that might bring an audience to the show they need to, you know, which they need. So
yeah, they definitely
can't
need it right
fight
now.
That.
Exactly.
But I have a feeling that some of those people will be flooding the market. And I, you know, so for what it's worth, I think Tony and Anna had a great run. And I'm very proud of the work that Teo and I did. I'm very proud that everybody received it well. For me, that's a career highlight that it was well received and that you guys loved it, and I'm grateful for that. So I'm just going to say thank you right now.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome.
And how is Seattle? Is it raining?
Today was a lovely day up here. No, it was not raining. The sun came out this afternoon. It got up to about 60 degrees, and everything's green, and the
it's
trees
a heat wave.
Blooming, and the green, and yep. So
well,
yesterday
I'll give
was
my best to my town.
Yep. So, but it's the rain's supposed to be coming back tomorrow. So.
Well, it might do that here in a few days, too. It is only spring. It's not summer yet. It's not supposed to be 85 or 90. It's
right,
only spring
exactly.
Right now, according to
my
old calendar, anyway. Well, congratulations on your baby.
Thank you. Okay, well, I just wanted to call and say hi. I guess I didn't really have a question. Just enjoy hearing the stories and getting to call in and say hi. So.
Well, thanks, Dama, for checking in. I appreciate it.
Great to hear your voice, Dama.
Yeah,
really
great
miss
to hear
you.
Thanks, Carrie. Okay, take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, last one in the queue. 713.
Hi, it's Miranda.
Miranda, hi, girl.
Hi,
Miranda. Hello.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
I'm a fellow Texas girl, I guess, and y'all did a lot of the filming in Texas, right?
Yes.
What was your favorite place that you filmed?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. What were you going to say? I interrupted.
No, you asked a question about Texas. I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I was just wondering what your favorite place was where y'all were able to film.
Where did we film that was... you know, we filmed and Jennifer found some fabulous houses. You know, I wouldn't having a house like any one of those.
Yeah, they're lovely.
Both those houses were, you know, okay, am I letting the secret out? It was supposed to be one house? No, there was supposed to be a second house.
No, there's two, yeah.
Okay.
South Lake and Colleyville are where we did the majority of the filming. I think you really liked South Lake, didn't you, Leanne?
I loved South Lake. I liked that mall.
Got
a beautiful mall there.
Oh.
I liked that area very much. Yeah, it was really fun. And, you know, I don't know if we told this story before, but I was pretty excited to go to Love Field because we filmed at Love Field one day. And I was so excited to go there because it's historical, and I knew that that's where President Kennedy had landed and everything the day that he had gone through Dallas. And I've never seen rain like this in my life, and I come from Forks, Washington. I've never seen a downpour like this, and Jennifer was driving through it. I couldn't see the airport. I was so excited to see an historical thing, and I couldn't see it because it was completely obliterated by the rain.
Oh.
It was absolutely a deluge. And but it was fun just because I got to say I was there. So I was pretty excited to go there. And I like historical stuff. So for me, it was, you know, the only thing we missed was the grassy knoll.
Oh,
we went through Dallas, and I forgot to ask about that, and we didn't see it. So that was my one sad thing.
Yeah.
But I understand it's pretty small.
Is it a six-floor museum there or something? Is it? I've been through that, where they have the conspiracy theory and all the film and everything, and
mm-hmm.
it's really a neat little museum that they've
Put together there.
Yeah,
I didn't get a chance to do that, but that was, we were just taking a tour, Jen kindly, with a couple of her girlfriends. We drove around. We were going out to brunch, and we got a little lost, so we stopped more.
I knew you were going to tell that story. I knew you were going to tell that story.
Got lost.
Slightly lost.
Dark Elbow and Deep Ellum, I think, is the real name. And
drove you by the grassy hill instead of the
grassy. So we saw many different sides of Dallas that I... Jennifer was not on. This is not a part of the tour. But
I got disconnected, but she's telling about the grassy knoll story and how she didn't get to see it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's so mad about that.
But
I was
we did.
Like,
it was great. Like I said, I like the history of stuff. So for me, it was very fun. So where are you in Texas?
I'm in Galveston, actually.
Oh, okay, down in the water, right?
Yeah, for a few more weekends.
I said, yay, Houston. My grandmother lives there.
Yeah, I grew up there, so I've been there forever.
Awesome.
Anyways. Well, thanks for taking my call, Leanne.
Well,
I'm actually
thank you very much for calling in.
Dawson's Creek, and then I kind of switch over to days later. I hate college.
Yep. My boyfriend Casey and all my kids are all grown up, and boy, are they all doing well.
Oh.
We are. Anyway, thank you, and I'll let
you
go now.
Thank you
Thanks,
so
Miranda.
Much. Thanks for calling
Hi.
In.
Bye, Miranda.
Bye, Miranda.
It's 8:07. Leah, I didn't know
Uh-oh.
You wanted to stick around.
Okay.
Yay.
All righty. I better run.
Aw.
Thank you, ladies. Thanks for... putting this together, and I hope everybody had fun.
Well, thank
you.
Yeah,
Leanne, I have something. Yeah, I have something to say. I'm still
okay.
waiting for you to take. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm still. All the girls want to know, and I'm still waiting for you to take that picture of Teo in the apron that I got him for Christmas.
Just the apron.
Still,
okay,
no,
I did
no.
Get a
tell
camera,
him he can keep
so
his clothes
take
on
a camera
too.
And I will take a picture.
Yeah, tell him he can keep his clothes on too.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Okay, I will do
that.
Okay.
We love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so
you.
Much, Leanne.
Bye bye. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Nice
bye, Leanne.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
That's too funny.
Okay.
Did you get that picture, girls? No.
We need that picture. Jen, did you say you got disconnected?
I did. I'm
there
back.
Now. Okay, fine. I can hear you. I can hear you well now. Oh, good. Oh gosh.
Jen, I want to ask you, what's your how's your second screenplay shaping up? What's it about?
Yeah.
It's going really well. It's just about finished. It's going to be a little bit different from Bliss. It's got a lot more, I guess, not really action, but drama, more suspense type feel to it. So I think it's going to be really good. I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, we're excited. Somebody in the chat room was asking earlier, I think it was Carmen, was asking if, and I'm not asking to put you on the spot or anything, but she had asked, and I thought it was a good question, to just, do you know yet, have you looked at casting yet for that, or are you still, is it still too early? I.e., would Leanne possibly be?
I have kind of a process that I follow when I do this type of thing. So, I mean, of course, we've discussed some options. My team and I have discussed several different options. Leanne is definitely a viable possibility, I think. You know, somebody yeah. we definitely consider. I mean, I kind of briefly discussed it with some girls, maybe one of our very first Skype things that we did, but Kate Walsh, Marissa mm-hmm. Hargitay, things like that. So we're leaning in the direction of a hiring cast, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Awesome. Well, we're excited as things develop, we love to hear. So
perfect.
This is just so exciting. I don't know. It's just so fun to, know someone that's done these. I mean, I'm just like, I guess I'm just wondering, like, do you have any advice for people, young or old, like me? You obviously have natural talent, but you also work very hard at what you do, and you have a great passion for what you do. But do you have any words of wisdom that, you know, you might share as far as how you managed to get from point A to point Z with such an amazing, project? I mean, and the future ones that are coming. I mean, any suggestions or any tips or words of wisdom?
I guess this question a lot, actually, you know, just for people who are wanting to either break into the industry or who have been in it for, you know, a substantial amount of time and nothing's happened for them.
Right.
You know, I have a really amazing support system. You know, I have a great family. I have a huge family. You know, I have a very supportive husband, parent, you know, just kind of the whole, I'm extremely lucky. So I love, you know, I did an interview a couple of weeks ago that a girl called in and asked, you know, said that she wanted to break into the acting career. You know, what would I advise for her? What words would I say to her to make her more comfortable in starting her career that way? And I was like, I mean, pick a different career. It's hard. It's extremely hard. It's extremely time consuming. It's very, you know, it's very cutthroat. Los Angeles is a mm-hmm. rat race, basically, and it's hard. I mean, it has the potential, I think, to change you if you're not really geared in that direction. And so I think that's something to definitely be aware of, the fact that, you know, it's very, everyone is in it for themselves. It's a career, it's a business. And, you know, so just hard work and don't be afraid to fail, because if you are, then, you know, you won't get anywhere, especially in this industry.
Great.
Thank you.
Great advice,
Jen.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nikki, do you have any questions or comments?
Not anymore, but I just want to tell Jen, but of course she already knows, that her Blissful Divas love her and Leanne in the movie. So we're definitely looking forward to this, you know, this other movie in the future, too, and we'll make up a whole new name for that one too.
I think you guys should really stick with like the Blissful Divas concept. It's totally fitting for you guys. You guys are awesome.
It's perfect. Aww. Well, we love it.
I'm glad, and I'm glad Leanne got a chance to call in. She was really wanting to. So
that was so sweet. It was so great that you both, we could have both of you on at the same time. That was wonderful. It's
definitely
your relationship. I know somebody commented also in the chat room about they had listened to the first interview last fall and how neat they thought the bond was between the two of you, and just, you know, how special that is and everything. And I know that's continued, so it's just nice. It's nice to see two women come together and work on a project like this, and, you know, be so supportive of one another and become such a good team. And I don't know, it's neat.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very lucky. It's you know, something you really have to give your entire self to. So it was easy. It's very comfortable for she and I, and it's something that, you know, we didn't really have to work towards. The only thing we didn't have to work for. So, you know, it's great. She's awesome, and I enjoy knowing her, and she's, you know, I look forward to working with her in the future. So I hope that is something that you guys are looking forward to, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah, looking forward to seeing it.
Jen, I actually do have another question. The promotion pictures, Are they going to be seeing them on the website or more towards after the movie premieres, like as a DVD cover or something?
Again, it really just depends on what distributor picks up the film. We did those for our press kits and our promotional pieces to get, the words out. So there's a...
Hello?
Yesterday. Can you guys hear me?
No.
Yeah,
no,
you're picking up a little bit.
Dang it. Sorry.
Okay.
Last part over. There's a hundred pictures that we took. I mean, we took like 700 and something. And there's 100 just awesome ones. So I'm really excited for you guys to see those and to get those out. They'll definitely be on the website. I'm not exactly sure when they'll be out, but they're for our promotional pieces to get the word out to distributors to see who's going to end up picking up the film. So eventually they'll all be out there. And I have one really good one I'm probably going to release to you guys in the next week just because I know you guys love that stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know we love our pictures.
Who?
Nikki doesn't like that stuff. It doesn't get her excited at all.
I have no idea what you mean, Jennifer.
I know, but it's very good. And if I can get it this evening, if I can download it this evening, I will, and I'll go ahead and post it for you guys. But it's awesome. I think you'll love it.
Oh, of course we'll love it. Oh, that's so exciting. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jen, could you give the website for the movie for, in case anyone wanted to go check out the trailer and all that?
Definitely. It's www.blissfullies.com.
Okay. And there's a Facebook
trailer.
Group. You're right.
There's a Facebook group that Nikki and Bea run, and I think it's the page is just called Blissful Lies, the number one fan page.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, so everybody can go check that out. And
there's a synopsis and the trailer and everything you know you guys want to know about the film is on there. So.
All right.
And I think there's links to the first interview on the Blissful Eyes website. I think there's link to that, a link that I did, another interview that I did, and I think there's a link to the blog that I have, the blog I've run.
Yes.
Oh.
I didn't know
that.
I'll check that out.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
I try and it's been a few, you know, crazy weeks, so I'll definitely get another entry in there pretty soon. I just haven't
only
had a chance.
Jennifer would be like, I'm really sorry. I can't believe I haven't like blogged this week yet.
I
know,
I'm
like
I
raising
feel
a
terrible.
Child and graduating from college and writing a screenplay and novel.
I do have a really funny story before I know you guys probably want to go, but it was a couple of nights ago. I think it was last night because I had a day off yesterday, my first one in forever. And I just stayed home with Kinsley and played with her and didn't really work. I worked a little bit, but not like normal. And Zoe, the little girl that was in Blissful Eyes, she's my cousin's little girl. So I really try and make it a point to. She's in. She just started softball, which is very exciting for her. And so I always make it a point to try and be at her practices because I just don't ever want to miss anything. I know it's crazy. So I was at her practice last night, and somebody mentioned that the elections for mayor were about to start commencing, I suppose, and. Somebody had mentioned at my graduation party Sunday night that I should run for president someday. Someone mentioned last night that the elections for mayor were coming up and that, you know, I'd had a really good day off, so I should really consider running for mayor. So,
there you go.
I thought that was pretty funny.
I love it.
I was like, yeah, one day off, I'm good to go.
And you're like, hey, where's the application? Let me find going on that. Oh, love it. Well, I'm looking forward to the book or film or whatever that you make of the process. And I mean, because it's very interesting. You know, we
we probably went into more detail about the process back in the fall, but it's also fascinating, you know, and especially for someone that, from what I saw, someone posted something, I think, on your site, the Blissful Lives site, about, so when you were a kid, were you was it something you liked to do, is make film, you know, like kid films, but I mean, was that the kind of thing you experimented with and played with when you were a child?
Oh, that's a good question. I really want to answer it. Can you hold on just 1 second?
Sure.
Okay, I'll be right back.
When she comes back, Nicole wanted me to ask her a question, too.
Okay.
Yeah, when she's done answering, I wanted to sneak in Nicole's question, but she didn't make it on. She must be working.
Oh, great.
Okay. So, yeah, so the girls are on Twitter right now. Embarrassing
point. Oh, yes. They're harassing him.
Yeah, about that.
And he'll,
five,
and he'll probably ignore everything that we say and not even respond.
So, I think I'm going to write something in on Twitter about how culturally refined Fast Five sounds and how it totally sounds like something that Teo would want
to
take
a
lovely
lead. Something else I found out about Teo? He likes baseball. Go figure that one.
No.
Really?
I told him. He said when he was in New York, he used to go to baseball games.
Oh, wow.
He doesn't get there as much now, but, yeah, he said he liked baseball.
I don't know.
Oh.
Wow. Now, that's cool. He's a very...
I told him. I said, no, I wouldn't have thought that.
He's a very complicated man, isn't he?
He sure is.
I'm back. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. No, but we were talking about your... films in childhood or doing films?
I wish I still had it. It was kind of amazing considering I was in like the fifth grade. I guess I was probably in like 98, 99.
Oh, you're fading again, Jennifer.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Barely.
Hmm. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just better start. I think it was like in 98-ish, I wrote my first screenplay. I was in fifth grade.
Wow.
And I really wish I still had it because it was really long. It was like 200 pages.
Wow.
Wow.
Was that double line spaces or was that?
Well, I hand wrote it. I mean, this is in my...
That's what I mean. It's like, was that... Like, you know, when you're a kid, you weigh everything by how big, you know, if you want to fill up the page, you write really big, and then you know, have to write
right.
That.
You know, I think I threw it away last year.
Oh,
I'm
you're kidding me.
Well, I cleaned out a bunch of things, and I had a pile that was of things I wanted to keep and things that I didn't want to keep. And I can't remember. My husband or my mom or someone came along behind me and threw it all away. So I'm pretty sure that I don't have it anymore. But, that was, like, when Liam was doing Dawson's Creek and things like that. So it was, like, that time period. That was my first one, was, like, fifth grade.
Wow.
Another reason for me to call you an inspiration.
Well, do you have any, is there anyone in your family, like, ancestor-wise or alive and kicking still, that you feel maybe you got some of that talent from, or even whether it's writing or the interest in that type of thing, or, you know, or is this something that's just, you know, been just something that's come up yourself?
My uncle writes some poetry type things, and that's really what I started writing was poetry, and then it kind of just rapidly progress into other things because I can do it quickly. I can, you know, I guess that's what my talent is. It's just
that's
like
great.
Word vomit on word on low paper. So, you know, I don't, not that I know of. I mean, my uncle did write a little bit, but you know, I'm really good. He's great at public speaking, and that's really what I'm good at. So I think some of that I got from him. But no, not really anyone else. At least that I know of.
That's cool, though. I mean, that's really neat.
Jennifer, my friend Nicole wanted to ask a question. She wasn't able to make it tonight. She wanted to know if you would be interested in participating in something like Script Frenzy or National Novel Writing Month, just for the fun of it.
I mean, I would like to try anything once, so definitely finding the time to do it, that's the kicker. As is with just about anything I take on, and I tend to take on things all the time. I don't know if you guys had heard or not, but there was a big convention that came to town with Laura Bush and Zig Ziglar. I think it was called, like, Let's Get Motivated or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. But here, too. They're going to be here this month, too, yeah.
I heard it was amazing, and I really wanted to go to it. And my mom, who manages a good portion of my business, I have an assistant that does my scheduling, things like that, but she manages, you know, the mass majority of it. And she was like, no, you are not going to that. Like, I need for you to get unmotivated a little bit. I need for you to calm
down. Slow down.
Sleep a little bit. So, yeah.
I need to feature you on there. You need to be on the roster there. I mean, come on.
I so wanted to go listen. You know, I love Laura Bush and Zig Ziglar, and I was totally excited about going, and she just was like, no. No.
I went to something, the same type of thing last year. Was it 2 years ago, maybe? Rudy Giuliani and Colin Powell, and they just had a whole bunch of, what I enjoyed was the stories they told, and just very inspirational, very interesting. You really get a perspective from each of their unique experiences and everything. So it's you definitely can't come away with it without learning something, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. It's just something about having so, you know, many just amazing people in one space. I love it. I really wanted to go. I was unfortunately not allowed to attend, but it sounded cool.
Are you still letting your mother tell you what to do?
She decided, since, you know, she manages my business side of my career, that she gets to decide. So.
Did she ever ground you?
She said some days.
Well, you guys are just so delightful. It's just always uplifting when we get to talk to you and Leanne.
Thanks. She's
great. Thank you for doing this the second time.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm glad it worked out. Our schedules often conflict so much, especially because she is 2 hours behind. And
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't too hard getting you two together.
No, yeah.
So we managed it.
Yeah.
Well, we're really appreciative, because I know your time is valuable, and we really have enjoyed it and love having you anytime you want to talk with us. We'd love to talk with you.
Yes, and tell your assistant Chloe thanks for me. She was, you know, very nice, got back to me right away.
Oh, perfect. Day. Yeah, she's fantastic. Yeah. I just love her. She's just like, you know, in 10 different places at once. It's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's great. Now, is she somebody that you, how did you find her? Was she somebody that you knew already, or somebody you just found as a professional?
Yeah, she's actually just a friend of a friend that was looking for a job. And I really, you know, my mom, like you said, she manages a lot of my, you know, more of the business end of what is going on with us. And she was doing scheduling, too. It just gets so crazy because, you know, especially when, like, I just had graduation and I really didn't want to be working on Mother's Day, but I've been doing a lot of interviews, things like that. So it's been really good to have her on board, because she's just, you know, fantastic at, like, multitasking. And she's sweet. She's very sweet. She's very personable. excuse me. So, yeah, she's great. I'm glad you guys got a chance to kind of talk to her a little bit, I guess. And she's definitely available all the time. So if you guys ever need anything, just let her know.
Great. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. We're going to wrap it up. So, Jennifer, do you have any, anything you wanted to slip in here at the last minute?
We got the movie website on. We mentioned the movie website.
Yeah, definitely. That's such a great
website. And you're
going to
have the promo shots up. And you've got a trailer out there. Great trailer.
The trailer, thank you. I appreciate that. It was a lot of back and forth and, you know, trying to just get it exactly right. And music was an issue. It's always an issue. But, yeah, it was great. And I really enjoyed getting it finished and out there. And the promotional pictures will be, excuse me, will be up. I don't know when they'll all be up. But I'll definitely release one to you guys here in the next day or so, one that I was really, that you guys will love. It's precious.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, I'll definitely get that one out to you guys. But the rest of them, and I don't know if I'll have them put all 100 up on the website just because that's a lot to go through. But they're all so good. We just have a phenomenal cast, and we had a great photographer and location. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Annabelle Mansion. That's where we shot it in Burleson. So you should check it out. It's gorgeous.
What was that again?
The Annabelle Mansion.
Annabelle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Huh.
That is where we shot it. So they have a website and everything, and they do a lot of weddings. I almost got married there, actually. So it's a gorgeous, just gorgeous, gorgeous facility, and it's on a big piece of land. So... yeah, it turned out great.
That's neat.
Okay. Well, yep. Yeah, I think it's time to wrap it up. Poor girl.
I keep thinking it's going to cut us off.
Yeah, no, I set it for 2 hours so we wouldn't get cut off. But, yeah, I'm not going to make her stay for 2 hours.
No, no I keep thinking, oh, no, the music's going to go on.
Well, I'd like to thank everybody in the chat room and all the wonderful callers and all the great questions. And thanks so much for Leanne for coming in. And Jennifer, thanks so much for giving us another interview with you. And we just love to pick your brain.
Yes.
We're just so impressed with everything you've accomplished in such a short amount of time. It's unbelievable. And we wish you nothing but success for the movie and the book and your next movie and much love for your daughter. She's so beautiful. So,
did you see the link I posted on Facebook? Did everyone go vote?
Oh, my God.
Yes!
I'm going to go vote.
Yes, I got that. Yes.
Thank you. Someone recommended her be entered into this contest, so I, you know, did it last minute before it dropped, and it's a super cute picture. There's so many gorgeous, you know, babies on there, so I wish them all the best, and thank you guys for voting.
Oh, I'll check it out.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to everybody. We're going to end the
show. Okay, thanks, Jennifer.
All right, thank you
guys. So Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Look forward to hearing you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and keep us updated.
Bye.
I sure will, thanks.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
There's the music. I kept thinking, oh no, it's going to cut us off mid-sentence.